Welcome to the Bridge Association of Realtors podcast, where we spotlight Bay Area Realtor members and affiliates and share information about how the association can better serve our members. I'm your host, Declan Spring. Today, I'm chatting with Donald J. Grubb, better known as DJ Grubb, owner and CEO of the Oakland brokerage, The Grubb Company. As a locally owned and fully independent legacy brokerage since 1967, The Grubb Company takes pride in being deeply rooted in its East Bay community, setting a high bar for luxury real estate. My conversation with DJ centers around his business philosophy that real estate is a people-first business. Something he says that really stood out for me is that it takes everything to make a living in the industry today. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Oh, and one thing I should point out is that several times during our chat, DJ pounded emphatically on his desk to underscore a point. Now, I couldn't remove the sound, but now that you know what it is, hopefully it won't distract from the conversation. And now I bring you my conversation with DJ Grubb. I'm absolutely delighted to be sitting with DJ Grubb today for the Bridge Association of Realtors podcast. And we're sitting in DJ's office at the Grubb Company headquarters here at 1960 Mountain Boulevard in Montclair, California. And I'm just so delighted you could make time this morning for me, DJ. Thank you very, very much for your time. And I want to talk to you especially about your philosophy on this being a relationship business, because I think that's gotten lost in the last several years, especially with the pandemic and tech solutions, and a lot of companies nowadays branding themselves as tech companies rather than real estate businesses. So I want to dive into that with you and hear all of your thoughts. So tell us a little about Grubb Company, first of all, for any Bridge members who might not be familiar with the history of this legacy business.
Oh, that's interesting. Good morning, Declan. Thank you for coming into the office, especially at this such an early hour, right?
no worries.
Nice to see you and nice to meet you.
I'll grab your time whenever you've got it available, so thanks for that.
Well, let's talk about the geography. We're sitting in an office here today that was my father's office. He incepted the Grubb Company in the mid-70s when he left a company called Grubb & Ellis. Mm-hmm. And Grubb & Ellis was a large franchise that went across the country. And as we spoke earlier, I've had the opportunity to meet people all across the globe, literally, who knew of my father or who knew of Grubb & Ellis. So I run with a pretty big brand, which has been exciting along the way.
Yeah.
I own and operate the Grubb Company with John Carney, and John and I have three offices. We have 95 agents, and we think of ourselves as a relatively young company. Even though we've got the legacy of being a 56-year-old company, we run this as a very young company and a very fresh company.
Yes.
On the technology side, we have all the... I can open up the suitcase, and we have all the technology. Mm-hmm. So let's not even go there.
Mm-hmm. Got it. No, I understand.
Let's step into the future and talk about what the future needs in the industry and where we're going to go here.
Got it. That sounds really, really good to me. Yeah. Because I like that you're saying that, you know, you've got the tech. And I think that's true. I mean, any well-performing brokerage right now, we've got the technology.
Right.
That's a given. You have to have it. Otherwise, what the heck are you doing here? But the philosophy is behind it is what's most important with the brokerage. So let's talk about the philosophy and the leadership you bring to Grubb. What's the philosophy?
Okay, well, let's unpack that for a minute. Okay, so I think the way to break it down is you break this down into models. Mm. There are different models in different companies.
Yeah.
We have tech companies. We have traditional brokerage companies. We have online companies. We have the Redfin employee model. We have so many different models in the industry.
Yes.
In fact, when a new agent comes in to interview me, I say, go out and interview 10 of them. And then come back, and then you'll have some perspective of who I am.
Yes.
I'm the more traditional model, but I hate that word traditional. I just have a different format.
Right.
I have 90 agents. I have 15 full-time on staff.
Yes.
And the key for me is I have 15 full-time on staff that are on campus.
Yes.
So I'm not remote.
Right.
There's nothing remote about the Grubb Company. I'm about community, interaction, the human experience, walking down the hall at the Grubb Company and deal doctoring.
Right.
It's a whole different concept
right.
that would then was sold to us over the COVID years.
Yes.
Over the COVID years, it was efficiency, technology, online, right? And that was the speak.
Mm-hmm.
But if you unwind that and you go and meet with a seller today, they don't want to hear about your technology. They've got their iPhone and have their tech tools. They want to know what you're going to do for them and how you're going to sell their home. And and they also want to know, what's the relationship going to be? And that's where this is going.
Okay.
This is literally going back to where it started, just packaged differently. I don't want to be abstract when I say that. We're going to take all the technology we know, we're going to take all the efficiency we know, and now we're going to bring back the human experience in the residential real estate business. And that's what the Grubb Company is.
I got it. Now, I'm similar to you. I heard you say that you don't like the term traditional, because and I don't either, because it makes you look and feel dated.
Right.
And that's incorrect. Oftentimes we're going, when we talk about tradition, we're often talking about things that work.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It's a better way to think about tradition. Why do we think about things that...
Well, it's funny. I'm wearing some 501 Levi jeans right now. So I'm wearing I'm wearing my Levi traditional jeans. And I thought, that's kind of interesting. Right? But I like them. Right?
Yes.
They're good. They're good.
They work. Right? Yeah. Now what we're saying.
Right.
So I'm very interested in this. So you talk about having, high touch, and endearingly old school marketing. So what is it that if people can understand this, being very, very relational, bringing real service, high touch, at the end of the day, why should I care about that?
Oh, I believe that the consumer has to have confidence in the brand. The brand has to speak, to have a speak and a vision and a vocabulary with the public, so to speak. All right. So within that, I need to make sure the Grubb Company has one good speak. I don't need 1,000 voices out there in the world. I need one good, honest voice.
Okay.
And now let's trickle that down to marketing. I want my marketing to have a pure, clear, clean look to it and a very contemporary look to it. But when somebody picks up a piece, I want that to look like the Grubb Company. As you come into my office space, you can see I'm kind of in this gray and I've got a vibe here. Well, as you look around the room, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the vibe of the Grubb Company. That's very, very important to me.
Oh, okay. I get that. So the brand, everything has to work cohesively right down through the agents. I want to come at this from a different direction. When you're looking at bringing a newer agent into the company, or any agent.
I interview a lot of agents.
Right. What are you looking for? What is it that tells you, this is going to be a good fit for the Grubb Company? What is it that an agent needs to be saying or doing? If you can even answer that, but... What are the red flags?
That's not difficult for me.
Okay.
I'm a huge advocate of common sense. Common sense drives my world.
Yes.
Okay. And I also like people that like people. You have to be a good human to be in this business.
Yeah.
And you have to be somebody who is, and this is the fragile side of the business. You have to be somebody who has had some struggle in their life to understand the compassion of the industry. Because you go into people's homes, you deal with transitions of their lives, big transitions. So you've got to be a very empathetic human being to do this business. If somebody comes in the door here and says, I've got my master's in real estate from Stanford, and they sit here and they sell me that on the interview process, or somebody comes in here and says, I've been a bartender for 5 years and I'm a good bartender. I'm going to hire the bartender.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Why am I going to hire the bartender? Because that person has had to interact with the world in so many different vignettes.
Yes.
And they can deal. And they know when to pull forward and pull back.
Yeah.
That's the human being I want.
And why is that like a fundamental must have for any agent, listening to this? I mean, honestly, it sounds like comments like that. That question should be answerable with common sense.
Right.
But honestly, there's so much tech and so much confusion out there these days that we forget to analyze simple stuff like this.
Oh, well, that's because the velocity of the COVID market took us into a high pressure, high go, go, go order taking market.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of agents entered the industry in that world.
Yes.
All right. That's not the real residential real estate business.
Right.
High tech, high velocity, close the deal, efficiency worked beautifully during those 2-3 years.
Right.
That doesn't work anymore at all.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. You know what I'm thinking as we're having this conversation, what's becoming clearer for me, this is why I like chatting with people, because I get clarity, right, in my own thought process. And so there's a lot of talk right now. We had this huge pendulum swing in terms of production in 2021. It was mm-hmm. a total outlier. Mm-hmm. And now we have a huge pendulum swing the other direction. And it's another, 2023 is another outlier, but in a completely different direction.
So, I don't agree with you.
Okay. All right.
We are not in an outlier. Welcome to the real estate business.
Okay, yes. and that's a bigger conversation.
Okay,
but what I'm reading a lot or hearing a lot of people say, and I think it's possibly incorrect, maybe we'll agree
on this.
Well,
let's find the answer.
Let's find out. So people talk about the market. Oh, the market's normalizing. And that, I don't like that kind of, like the market normalizing, what is that? What does that even mean? I've seen so many swings in the real estate market. But I think what might be normalizing again is the correct fundamental approach to being a realtor. Maybe that's beginning to normalize.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Okay. We agree on that.
We do agree on that. Let's not lose sight here. Homes are going to sell.
Yeah.
And millions of homes across our country are going to sell this year.
Yes.
The question is that what is the skill set it takes to get in the middle of the transaction?
Yes.
And put yourself in the middle of the transaction, because that's who you are as a real estate broker.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. So don't want to belabor this too much.
No, keep going.
Yeah. Well, what I do want to ask you about, though, is because this is the Bridge Association of Realtors podcast. Uh-huh. So what do you think the value of the local association, the Bridge Association of Realtors, is for individual agents, and why should they lean into having a better relationship with their association of realtors right now? And there's an awful lot going on in the industry.
Sure.
So I don't want to get too specific on any one topic.
Right.
But, you know, I do want to get your understanding of why it's important to have good ties with the association.
Uh-huh. So let's say there's a crack in the concrete.
Yes.
Okay. But that's okay. It's mm-hmm. only a crack in the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. It kind of follows in line with our conversation regarding the agent's role in the real estate industry. Prior to COVID, our local Bridge Association had a governance position,
mm-hmm.
had a social context.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID, we lost the social context because nobody could attend any events.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I appreciate. I love going in that room and being with those agents at the board level and exchanging ideas and sharing my Grub Company model where they're whatever they're doing or whoever's in the room, right? Mm-hmm. The Bridge Association now has to come back to that as we bring the agent community back in the office space as well. Mm-hmm. So everyone's on the same path here, and I hope they do that. So governance, they're spectacular. Mm-hmm. Right? Forms and process and all that.
Yes.
Just like technology.
Yes.
But that's not all I want. I want the stickiness of the board.
Okay.
And the human interaction.
I get it. And that would be the correct leadership and messaging.
And that's the messaging. That's the messaging that they should bring across now.
Okay. I really appreciate that you're willing to bring your perspective in on that to this podcast. It's mm-hmm. very, very useful. Mm-hmm. And I think it's right in line with your general philosophy around mm-hmm. how agents should behave. And this is a people-first business.
Exactly.
So, listen, I can't thank you enough for your time this morning. This mm-hmm. has been very enlightening. Mm-hmm. Very nice to meet you for the first time mm-hmm. and hear your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And as we wrap up our conversation, what am I not asking you that you really want to say or would regret not having said if you listen back to this conversation?
I think what you're not asking me is how does a newer agent or somebody who came in the industry within the last 7 years, how do they cross the chasm and be an effective agent in today's market?
And that's exactly what I want to ask you. Because if you can answer that, you know, let's hear it.
Okay. So in a very positive way to position this, what you're going to have to do to be an effective agent today is you're going to have to commit 110% to the industry. I personally live this industry 7 days a week, mm-hmm. and I've done that for a long, long time now. Mm-hmm. That's not a negative thing to me. I'm excited every day when I get up and I run to work every single day. Mm-hmm. That's just how I function, mm-hmm. and I've done it for a long, long time. That's the first piece. You have to have what's the set? You have to have the mindset to be in that space that I am going to be effective today, I'm going to work today, and I'm going to give this everything. Mm-hmm. It takes everything mm-hmm. to make a living in this industry today, okay? Mm-hmm. So within the Grubb Company, I build a framework for the agent to live with that construct,
okay?
Right? Tuesday morning meetings, they're in person mm-hmm. at the Grubb Company. We either mm-hmm. have them at the Claremont office or at the Oakland office. They are in-person meetings today. Everybody shows up. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. I bet I'm one of the only companies on the street that does that, mm-hmm. right? My staff comes to work. They are on campus during the week. Mm-hmm. My doors are open 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. So I'm building the infrastructure so the agent can come in and be part of the community and be part of the process. Mm-hmm. And it really comes down to momentum. What I'm doing here is I'm creating a structure that keeps momentum within the agent. Mm-hmm. We all have a little ADD. We all wander off to the shiny spot mm-hmm. and get a latte and maybe don't come back, right? I'm bringing everybody back, and that's what I'm doing.
Huge thanks to DJ Grubb for the great chat. Now, let's look at some upcoming Bridge AOR events and regular meetings. By the way, there's a link to the Bridge AOR calendar in the show notes. All right, tour the Thursday Brokers Open safely together as a group. Meet every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. in our training center at 2855 Telegraph Avenue to safely tour together. Parking's available, coffee is provided, and no registration is required. I want also to mention the Brokers Virtual Tour because a lot of hard work goes into it. And it's popular. Every Wednesday during the virtual tour, which meets 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., listings will be presented in order by MLS area code, and some agents will have the opportunity to showcase their listings for a couple of minutes. Please open the calendar for submission information and to be a part of this popular weekly event. What else is in the calendar? If you're interested in attending a Community Foundation Committee meeting, the Community Foundation Committee meetings are held on the second Friday of each month. And the next Education and Technology Committee meeting is Wednesday, October 25th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Now, this committee works to plan educational programs, classes, and series for members, continuing education, and professional development. Committee members research continuing education opportunities and up-to-date certification information and recruit speakers to present on these topics. So it's a worthwhile committee for you to get engaged in. What else do we have? We have a movie night coming up on Thursday, October 19th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the New Parkway Theater. That's at 474 24th Street in Oakland. The Bridge AOR Community Foundation and Affiliate Committee invite you to the classic real estate comedy, The Money Pit. Sounds like fun. I actually owned a house like that once. That was before I got into real estate. The 2023 annual YPM Masquerade Party is coming up on Thursday, October 26th. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Abio Properties, 4200 Broadway in Oakland. This is always a great event, and if I remember correctly, this podcast was born out of last year's YPN Masquerade Party. So things happen there. It's a good event. Members can attend for $35. There's a link for purchase in the show notes, and ticket purchase includes appetizers and two drink tickets. So go and enjoy that. And finally, let's talk about RAW. RAW is the Realtor and Affiliate Wellness drop-in meeting that occurs every fourth Friday of the month from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. The fourth Friday of this month falls on October 26th. So please come and find serenity with us in a safe place where our members help each other in a confidential and anonymous setting to discuss matters that may be affecting their business and personal lives. The group remains anonymous and no registration is required. I'm your host, Declan Spring. Please reach out to me at 415-446-8591 with comments or suggestions, or you can email me at declan@redoakrealty.com. Thank you to Divine Alara, CEO of Bridge Association of Realtors, and the staff at Bridge Association, and our current Bridge AOR president, Felicia Marisvilla, for making the show possible. Thank you to Chuck Lindo for the podcast music, chucklindomusic@gmail.com, and Lisa Mazur for our graphics, lisamazurdesign.com. Catch you on the next podcast, everybody. In the meantime, please like the show and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on, and share it with your industry friends or anybody else who might be interested.